Small businesses face special challenges in controlling their costs. A few simple strategies on today's Your Personal Finance.
A classic story of boy meets girl. Two people at a diner soon discover they share an interest in something other than coffee.
So what do you like best about your Dodge Neon?
Lots of stuff.
Like?
I love the 16-valve single overhead cam.
Excuse me?
Or maybe the electronic fuel injection.
How about the hype sound system?
Or the power windows.
And the power locks.
They're good, but what I really like is Neon's power to turn heads.
How about another cup of coffee?
No, how about a drive?
Drive.
Now you can drive the head-turning Neon for less than you probably expect. Get one all dressed up with lots of extras, including 15-inch wheels or an alarm system. Dodge Neon. Different. Now at a friendly Dodge dealer near you.
Any small business owner knows profits can bleed out fast in both large and small ways. Saving money has to be the top priority. Here are a few practical suggestions to get you started. First, stay close to your business's finances. Open your own mail so that you know what bills are paid, when one is overdue, and whether complaints are being received. Keep an eye on checks written on the company account. If any employee dishonesty should turn up, you'll spot it. Another tip, don't put on the Ritz too soon. Lavish spending may impress one or two clients, but it can get you into trouble fast. Save money by staying at inexpensive hotels, opting for red-eye flights, and other common-sense economies. Remember, no one is going to look after your business as carefully as you. For Your Personal Finance, I'm Charles Ross.